I'm Marco Werman, and it's The World. Glad you could be with us. Ever since the attacks in Paris and San Bernardino, a lot of questions have been asked. Here's one of the more puzzling ones. How do you keep young Muslims in the West from becoming radicalized? That's where we're going to kick things off today, and we're going to hear two different answers to that question. Let's begin in France. It's still on high alert, almost 6 weeks since the explosions and shootings in Paris. As you'll remember, some of the gunmen were French citizens who'd gotten radicalized. So there's concern that there are more of them or that others might follow their example. But here's the story of one woman born in Morocco, and she's providing a positive role model for young people in France's immigrant suburbs. Marine Olivezi has a story from the city of Dreux.
Bonjour, toutes et à tous.
Latifa Ibn Ziaten introduces herself to middle and high schoolers with a single line.
Alors, je me présente. Je suis la maman d'Imad.
I'm Imad's mom. The couple of hundred teenagers in front of her might not have heard that name before, but they all know the name of the guy who killed him, and Latifa doesn't shy away from it. In March 2012, Mohamed Merah, a Frenchman of Algerian descent, killed seven people in a series of shootings, including three children at a Jewish school. Merah's killing spree and the manhunt that followed marked the beginning of a bad streak. French-born, radicalized young men going to war against their own country. Merah's first victim was a 30-year-old off-duty paratrooper, Latifa's son. She's been crisscrossing the country ever since, touring schools and prisons. She always tells her story standing up, a tribute to her son who refused to lie down before Merah shot him. And she tells it from the day she arrived in France.
I came from Morocco when I was 17. France took me in. My neighbors helped me out. They taught me how to speak and write the language. Then my husband and I started a family. We had five kids. That was my dream, but also a responsibility. I worked the whole time to pay for my kids' clothes, private lessons, vacations. They grew up with a lot of dignity, respect, and love. They were my pride. Mohamed Merah robbed me of that success.
Latifa says life was tough, but it was easier back then to integrate. The neighbors she talks about were French. Now most immigrants live in ghettos, isolated, which gives them little chance to learn the codes of their new country. And their children often grew up feeling like second-class citizens. But Latifa says it's not just society that fails kids like Mohamed Merah. His dad failed him when he abandoned the family. His mom, too. She remarried and placed him up in foster care. Latifa sums up what came next in his life. Dropped out of school, turned petty criminal, landed in jail, where he met radical Muslims and, as Latifa says, turned into a monster. And after the shootings, kids in the suburbs made him the poster child of a lost generation.
I had to see where Merah grew up, so I went to his town, and I saw a group of young people hanging out on the street. I asked, "Do you know where Merah lives?" One of them smiled and said, "Mohamed Merah is a martyr. He's a hero of Islam. He brought France to his knees." When I heard that, it was like my son was killed a second time. I looked at them and said, "Do you know who you're talking to? I'm Imad's mom. Merah's no martyr. He's no hero. He's an assassin."
Latifa says the guys were stunned and ashamed. They stood up, circled around her, and kept saying sorry. That's when she realized she had to get the other side of the story out, hers, and that of the wide majority of immigrants and French-born Muslims who make it, live in peace and serve their country, like her own son did. That's the future she wants for the teenagers in the audience, a lot of them first-generation French. She talks about school, religion, family, and manages to get through to them. At the end, teenage boys come to hug her. A girl bursts into tears. I ask why. She says Latifa reminds her of her own mother. It's the second time this year Latifa pays them a visit. The school district is the most impoverished in the region, with up to 70% of students on public aid. The principal says the first time she came, Latifa was a bit like a firefighter called to the rescue.
Il y a eu un certain nombre de tensions, de crispations au moment des attentats de Charlie Hebdo au sein du collège.
There was some tension here after the Charlie Hebdo attack, Fabien Merten says. About 50 students refused to do the minute of silence the day after. Some lashed out and said things we couldn't tolerate. Her visit helped us bridge the gap and rebuild a dialogue. The school has come a long way since then, he says. Kids are at peace with who they are, diverse yet unabashedly French. Before leaving, Latifa asks whether they can sing the national anthem. Every single teenager picks up her tune, a bit off key, but without a fuss. For the world, Marine Olivesi, Dreux, France.